Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Lamed Aleph Omud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Samach Vav. We're beginning on the very top line with Sif Vav, continuing our halachos of what constitutes an acceptable Eruv Chatzeros. The Mechaber tells us, Siv Vav, Ein Ma'arvin B'prusa. You're not allowed to use for the Eruv Chatzeros a piece of a bread. You need to use an entire bread. Afilu hi gedol harbe. And even if this piece is a very large piece, you still cannot use it. However, Avo B'shleima, if you're using an entire loaf, a full piece, Afilu ketanim od Marvin, then you can use even a very small piece. Of course, you need to have the shear. Obuvad, shetehe bo kolkach, shea bohem. Kashir, you need to make sure that you have the right amount of bread or matzos put away for the number of people that are included in the Seir B'chatzeros. And the Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskul, Shei Bohem Shir, says and reminds us that we're going to learn what this shir is in Simon Shin Samaches. The Chofetz Chaim adds in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul Ein Ma'ar Mibfrutza that here we're talking about an Erev Chatzeros, because for a sheet of Mavoyos, you're allowed to use anything. You don't need to use bread specifically. You don't need to use specifically grains. You can use any Mine Ochlin Umashkin, and therefore Chazal would not Masakin that had to be a Shlema, and this is brought down in the name of the Rambam. However, he questions, we said previously in the Ramah, that nowadays our Erev Chatzeros is really a sheet of Mavoyos, and therefore why can't we use even a Prusa over here instead of a Shlema? So he has a discussion over here, see this Bir Halacha for this discussion, and at the end he concludes that it seems that even according to the Ramah, Afilu Shitufim Mavoyos, Eima Avim Beprusa Kishim Ari Befas. If you're using bread, you shouldn't use a piece, you should use an entire one. Again, more discussion of this can also be found in Dear Shu footnote number 59. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah himself in Sivkat Lamed Zayin. He says you need to use over here a whole piece and not a prusa. The reasoning is, he says, Mishum Eva, it's going to lead to fights between the people. Shiavoli de machlokes. They're going to start having arguments over here. That this person is going to say, Shomer, I need no Saint Shlema. I'm giving a full loaf of bread over here. Yata prusa, and you're giving a little prusa over here. And it's going to lead to, unfortunately, Eva between the people in the Erev. And the whole purpose of the Erev Chatzeros is to have shalom and companionship and camaraderie between them, and therefore it would defeat the purpose. The issue footnote number 52 brings another reason down from the El Yerabah in the name of the Mario. Shekivin Shetei Eva Benam, if you're causing hatred between them, Mimela Kolechad Yakpid Ale Ruvo, the Erev Lo Yichol. He says you're going to technically ruin it, because the whole idea of the Erev is that everybody is not makpid on the other people eating from this. So it's as if they all have one common place to eat together. But here in this situation, they're going to be makbid on each other, and therefore it would ruin the Erev, and therefore according to this explanation it wouldn't even be good even bid the Evan. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'afilu yirtzu kulam litein prusa. Let's say they all agree, we'll all give pieces. Chayshina, nevertheless, it still wouldn't be good. Sheyachzer hadover lekilkulo. It may end up becoming a problem in the following week. This week everybody agrees, but in the future weeks they won't agree. As Dear Shu footnote number 53 brings down the name of Tosefer Shabbos, Choshim Shema Pamacheres, on another Shabbos, Sheavru yitein ze shleima v'ze prusa. A person is going to give, when they're putting together the Erev Chatzeros, this guy's giving a full one, this guy's giving a broken piece. He's not going to know that everybody said that everybody should give a broken piece, so the guy that's giving a full piece is going to be upset at the others. Again, be avo lidei eva. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, look in the Prima Gadim, ayin in the Prima Gadim, the Mistapik, he's not sure, lomai de'evsho dafilo b'di'evet lomahani erev kisha'aso b'prusa. The Prima Gadim says, even according to our opinion over here in the Mishnah Berurah, because of Eva, maybe it wouldn't even be good bidi evet. V'yemaso mitchila b'shlema, if it started off originally as a full loaf, and then it got broken, v'yachakach l'shabas acheres, for a future week, nivchaso, somehow it got into a situation where it no longer was a shlema, it got either broken off or somebody ate from it. You only have a little bit left. So then we learn these dinim ayin lekamin and simin shin samaches siv dalit ayin sham, and that's where we learn what the minimum shear is for an erev chatzeros and these other dinim as well. The issue footnote number 54 said that if you by accident started off and made the erev with a prusa and you realized it, so the El Yerabah brings down in the name of the Mariel that this once happened, and when they realized this, they quickly made a new erev chatzeros. They took a full shleim over here, but then they did it without a bracha. The El Yerabah says, but if there had been a significant amount of time in between, then they would have gone back and done another erev chatzeros with a bracha. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Umihu, however, im nital mimenu kidei chalas nachtom, if they started off with a shlema and a piece from it became missing, the size of the challah that a baker has to take off. Now the challah over here is talking about the truma that is called challah that you take off from a dough. And a baker has a dinner, he only has to take off 1/48 for challah for a kohen, and a private person when he's baking has to take off 1/24. So the Mechaber is telling us, if it's only missing 1/48 or less than that even, from the Shlema. So then, Shehu Echad Me'arbo Shmona, this amount, as I just mentioned, is 1/48. So Ma'arimba, this is considered a Shlema, and you can use it over here for the Erev Chatzeros. And this is true, Afilu Lohoysa Tfula L'Chala, even if there wasn't a requirement to take off this Chala, nevertheless, if it's only missing 1/48 over here, then it is permissible to be considered a Shlema. This has nafkamina ramifications as well in terms of Lecha Mishnah. If you have a little piece that's missing from a Lecha Mishnah, so that is considered the Shlema still in regard to Hilchus Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says over here in Siv Katan Lamed Ches, Pirush, Afilu Eino Shalim Shari. This way it's going to be missing a little bit from Shlemus. It's missing 1/48 or less from it. Nevertheless, this is considered a Shlema because Shashchenim Sovrim, because anybody that sees this is going to assume Shenital Chala Minapaz. The reason why it's not a Shlema is because they took off the Chala over here and therefore it's acceptable. The issue footnote number 55 brings down. Today we don't take off so much because the Kohen can't eat it. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish writes that Im Nital Minakikar Shir Shel once the rabbis instituted this din as being acceptable, if it's missing 1/48 or less than 1/48, a smaller amount than that is missing, so then it's still good. So even nowadays, when we don't take off that shear of 1/48 because it's just going to be burnt and wasted, nevertheless, it still is considered a shlema even without that. And the Chaver tells us an interesting thing. What happens if it broke? The chibra bekesem, and you, so to say, put it back together by putting some sort of a toothpick or something that connects the two pieces that were broken apart. Now it's connected, and it looks like it's a shlema. For example, shehichnis hakotzo echod besocha pas. You put one end of the needle over here, the toothpick, into the bread that broke, and vakotzo sheni besocha prusa, and take the other end of the needle and put it into the other piece that broke off, and now you've, so to say, reconnected them. So he says, im eino nikar shenifrusa, if it no longer looks like it's broken in two, you actually did a good job in fixing it, so it now looks like it's one piece, ma'arvimba, this is still considered a shlema in regards to this din over here, and you can, in fact, make this for your Erev Chatzeros. The Mishnah Berurah explains, if katan lamites, wrote to Lomar, shenifras min hakikar mat, if a little piece broke off over here from the kikar, and you're going to go and connect it over here with this needle. So, Dirshu footnote number 56 brings down, vima prusa dayim chuberes lechem, if it's still attached, i.e., it's not broken off totally, but it's shaky, so to say, so it brings down from the atzei amokim, sheba ofen kisha oches bechelek hakotun ole if you're holding on to the smaller piece and the big piece doesn't fall off, the big piece comes with it, so then it's poshut. That's considered sholem in that situation. And this is true for Lecha Mishnah as well. And the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, paskins this in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin in regards to using a sholem, which is preferable for Amotzi, as well as for Lecha Mishnah. But if only when you're holding on to the larger piece does a smaller piece come with it. But if you're holding on to the smaller piece, the weight of the heavier piece would break it off. So then that's a sofek over here, whether you can consider this a shlema or not. And he leaves it with a tzorich iyun. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem adds that the reasoning is over here that if it looks now like it's a sholem, it can be considered a sholem. So afal gav hatam, the afal gav the beemes ainu shleima. It's not really a shleima. It's connected with this toothpick over here. Because makom kiven deino nikor, since it's not recognizable as a prusa lo yavu l'de machlokas. The whole purpose over here isn't a din in shleima. It's a din and it shouldn't cause machlokas. So if it doesn't look like it's a machlokas, then it's allowed. Dirshu footnote number 57 brings down, what about a bracha over here? You're supposed to make a bracha on a sholem if possible. So he says if a person has two chatzoy lechem, he has two pieces of bread over here, and he wants to be mechaber them together with some sort of a toothpick, some sort of a piece of wood or something like that, in order that it shouldn't look like two separate pieces, and it should be a sholem. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's a moil, that works, and can be used, in fact, for lechem mishma. And mashma shenechshav ayidei chibur hakisim kelechem sholem. And halachically, we view this as a lechem sholem and not as two prusos. Interesting din. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds, Hagoy says, V'yeshet pirshu, there are those that disagree with this din. And they say, Hod de'ein ma'arvim rak b'pasholim, that which you should use a full loaf of bread over here and not pieces, that's haynu shekola eru b'yachad yeh pasholim. That's the din is that everybody should contribute together flour and you should make one big bread. And therefore, the lechei nagu lekabetz mikol bayis u'bayis mat kemach. And therefore, the minhag came about that they would collect some flour from each one of the contributing people in the Erev Chatzeros, and then they'd give it to the shamish. The osa chala achas shlema uma arvin ba. And then he would go and bake that into one big bread. That's the din of shlema over here. This is brought down by the Magid Mishma and the Gos on the Ravid in the Rambam in Hilchos Erevin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Aleph, Rotsu Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Dibazeh Gam Ki Mekayim Ma Shetiknu Chazal Le'eru Chatzerus Shieh B'Pasholim Davka. This also works over here, because the bottom line is, you want to have a Pasholim. So even though each of them is giving a small amount of flour, which could be considered possibly like a Prusa, nevertheless, if the bottom line is, it ends up in being baked into a Sholim, that is good. Avo Gam Hein, even in this situation, Modim Yochu Kolechu Ditin Pasholim. But even this opinion says, you don't have to do it this way. Certainly everybody could give their own matzah, so to say, and then you have a box of matzahs, and that would be fine as well. And even if they're not all the same size, but they're all shleimos, gamkin mutter, that would be acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 58 adds even if they're different types of bread, one, for example, gave wheat bread, and one, for example, gave barley bread, so the wheat bread is better, or one gave a cleaner bread, and the other gave a whole grain bread, all of these over here would be considered, according to Tosefta Shabbos, to be acceptable, each one giving a shleim, and it's not going to cause eva. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein modim gam kin l'dei rishona. This opinion over here also holds in regards to the zin of shleimus, like the first opinion, the aim arvin beprusa apilu mitnu kulam prusa shavos. That likewise over here, he would agree that you can't use everybody giving a prusa, and that would be acceptable. Just like the first opinion said it's not acceptable, this opinion says it's not acceptable as well. Even though this opinion says you can accept from everybody a little bit of kemach, which is like a prusa, but you can't take a piece of bread, which is a prusa, and use them all together. Just like the first opinion said you can't do this as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Membeis adds, V'uadin kishinosim mos liknos mem kemach. Everybody could go and give money over here to purchase the flour and have one person bake it. The same din applies. V'afilu no nosnu eiz balibatim. And here, even if some of the balibatim didn't contribute, gam kein ein kpei the badover, then we don't say it ruins it. Okay, the Messiah and B'sof is going to learn later on, to call echad nosin kimcho le'eru b'shul kulam, because each person is essentially giving it on behalf of himself and on behalf of everybody else, and therefore if some people don't contribute over here, you're mezak on their behalf, and it doesn't ruin it that they didn't contribute. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'chein ha-minog poshut b'chol medinos elu. This is in fact halacha. This is the way they would do it in his medinos. Then he adds, V'tzarech lizor, you have to be very careful. Shehei b'chala kashir ha-meforish l'kam and simen shin samaches siv gimel. The Ramah adds over here what we pointed out already from the Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha. So the Ramah says you have to be careful that whatever way you're doing it over here in a kosher way, that you still have the appropriate shear for the number of people that you have contributing. As we will learn over there, there is a maximum shear that once you go beyond that, then no matter how many people are contributing, you don't have to add more. But if you have less than that maximum shear, so then each person has to contribute a certain amount, which we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem in a couple of days. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Gimel adds, Ashminun da Avshim Itzdar from Yachad Lohavi Pashlemo and Mitzvah Zeru. Even though you're going to go over here and combine all these flours into making one big bread, nevertheless, you might have thought, so Kataitel, Zeh Choshev Tvei, Lord Boy Shir. Well, since you have a Shlema and everybody contributed a little bit, you may not need the Shir, Kamashalon, that no, even in this situation, you need the Shir. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yaf opish nishtayim min hakemach, after you bake this bread, even if there's some flour left over, v'lo nase mikulo chala, you didn't make every little bit of flour into bread, no problem. Afilu hochi, heavy erev, this will function and work as an erev chatzeros, because the logora me'ilu echad mizake l'kulam. This is no worse than if one person is, so to say, bringing all of the flour on his own, and he's doing it on behalf of everybody else. And everybody, when they give their flour, knows it may not get fully used, and that's the way that they're giving it, with the understanding that it's on behalf of everybody, and if they don't use it all up, as long as they have the shear, it's good. Nearly. This is the Ramah's opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sivkot Mem Dalet. Wrote Salomar, V'im kain yesh bnei odom she'ein lahem chelik b'pas ha'erev. You might have thought that if somebody donated flour and that flour wasn't fully used, that he doesn't have a share in the erev. V'im kain yasu elu aleli. You might have thought that it ruins it. Kamash v'lon that it doesn't. Sivkot Mem Hey. The reasoning is the logara. It's not worse than if one person collected all the flour himself on behalf of everybody. Wrote Salomar. The Ramah is telling us. The Mishnah Berurah says, in this situation, everybody gave a little bit of flour to the shamish. They're all giving it on behalf of everybody else. So if somebody doesn't get used, they're still participating in it. Normally, when you do this on behalf of somebody else, somebody has to be mezakit on that person's behalf that you're doing it under. As we will learn in Mitzrayim tomorrow, Sheikh Moshe is Borlakami Basif Tess. Nevertheless, we call Mokum, Kan Kishinosin Kolechot Kimchul Hashamish Le Aribo, since you're giving it to the Shamish to make the Erev Chatzeros, Anu Choshvin Kilu Noslo Shiyiske Bo Bishukulam. It's as if you tacitly said, I'm being Mizaka this on behalf of everybody. Ve'en Hashamish Soruch Lazakus Lem, Aide Acher, O Aide Atzmu Feresh. And he doesn't have to go and have somebody else be Mizaka on their behalf, or for him to specifically state that he's doing this on their behalf. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down in the name of the Levush and the Nahar Shalom, and maybe even this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon as well. There are those that suggest that you do have to be mezaka specifically, either yourself or with somebody else. And in fact, he brings down, you can see this in the Shaar Tzion, in Oslam and Zayin, the Morgan of Ram, the Graz, and the Chayodim say you should be choshesh for this shita. The you should try to do this, especially in Mashamish or so, especially if he's doing it from his own flour. He should really go in Mimzaka, this on behalf of all the people in the Erev Chatzerus that are participating over here via somebody else. So you really should be Mimzaka on their behalf. And in fact, the Chaynoagim Shashamish Nosin Erev Larav, the Erev Pesach, Shiskobo, Vishvil, Kol Akahol. And in fact, this is what we do when the Shamish collects the flour from everybody and makes it into the matzah before Pesach. He's giving it over to the Rav, and he's mezakid on behalf, the Rav is on behalf of the entire Tzibor, and then they have the Erev Chatzeros for that year. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Vimchoshko leil yom tov rishon v'lozika. Now, if it's Erev Pesach, and now it already started to become Pesach, and they hadn't yet done this, in Lezakos el atznai, then you make it tznai over here, because in Chutz Laaretz we have 2 days of Yontif, as we all know. The Hainu Sheyomar, the person should say over here, im hayom chol, if it's really not today Pesach, really tomorrow's Pesach, and today is Sofeka Diyoma, and it really is Erev Pesach, so then ani mezakeil cholir. Then I'm making the zikur on behalf of the entire city right now. If, in fact, today is Pesach, vim kodesh, ein bedvari klum, then I'm not doing anything, because not be mezaka this on behalf of everybody on Pesach. And then tomorrow you do the same thing. What we would call the second day of Pesach, the Leil Yom Tov Sheni, you do the same thing. That's only when it's Thursday, Friday, and going into Shabbos. The im yesh you may chol bein time, but if it's only Tuesday, Wednesday, so then you could do this on Thursday, Friday. So then yamtin, you should wait. Milazakos ayer of Shabbos. Don't take advantage of this tonight over here and just do it on a weekday, so everybody will be able to be mezaka without any difficulty at all. And knew they forgot to do it on Erev Shabbos. Now it's Shabbos, and the people want to carry. So then, somchin al posim. Then you can rely upon the earlier posim that we brought down that say you don't have to do this. The svirlu de mutal atatel af b'lizikoy. You can rely upon the opinions that we brought down originally in the Mishnah Berurah over here, and say you don't have to do this. Given shikar nigba b'shul kulam, because the Shamish was collecting on everybody's behalf. There's a tacit over here, Zikoy, on behalf of everybody, even though it wasn't officially spelled out. And the Mishnah Berurah reads down in the name of the Achronim. Now we go to Siv Zayin. Im echod mezake l'kulam yochol l'ari befrusa. If in fact one person is doing this on behalf of everybody else, so then you could even use a prusa in that situation. There is no concern of Eva, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Sivkot membav, the lo shayach kan klal mishum Eva. He's doing it on behalf of everybody. Who's going to be upset? Who's going to be jealous? Who's going to be mad that he's giving more? This person is being kind and doing it on behalf of everybody, so if he wants to, he can even use a prusa. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Mo'orvin bepas orez v'adoshim. This Erev Chatzeros is allowed to be made out of grain that is from rice, orez v'adoshim, or lentils. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, bepas orez v'adoshim. The same thing applies with something called pas tetreki, which if you look in Tirgum number 1 at the bottom is kusemis, which is normally translated as buckwheat. And as well, he says, you can also use pas over here, tarkesia, which is vites, which in the Tirgum on the bottom, he brings down his tiros, which is usually translated as maize. And this is brought down for the Prima Gadim that these are all acceptable grains to be using over here for the Erev Chatzeros. However, the Mechaber tells us avalo bepas dochen, but you shouldn't use what normally is translated dochen as millet. You shouldn't use that type of a grain. And the reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Mem Zayin, shederech olam lefosu leochlo, because all of the grains that we mentioned that are good, they're normally eaten by people. They bake them and they eat them. As opposed to masha eken bedochan. Dochan was normally not considered something that people normally ate. And the issue footnote number 61 brings down from the Tosefet Shabbos over here the reasoning. Most people didn't eat this millet type of a bread. The ikar erev humishum dira. And the whole purpose of this erev chatzeres we've mentioned many times already is so that people should be, so to say, all living together in that house and using that house for their bread. And therefore, if they don't use that bread, you're not accomplishing anything with making millet bread over here for an erev chatzeres. He brings down as well from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, shepas dochen eno nikris pas. Another reason is that it's not even referred to as bread, and therefore, since we specifically use bread over here for the Erev Chatzeros, therefore it doesn't qualify as bread. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Ein l'el simen reish ches, sivkot m'chotei, the Mishnah Berurah, mahu orez v'dochen. There we have a whole discussion. There are different interpretations of what orez and dochen are. I gave you the simple terms and the way that we simply can understand them right here and now. And with that, we conclude today's shiur.